Hey, good morning. Welcome to the 5 a.m. Mr. Scrum Show. Hope you're doing well. It is 2-for-1 Tuesday, where we try to 10x our lives here on Tuesdays. I didn't do the Monday metric Monday thing yesterday. I wasn't into it. I don't know. Metrics. I got to get some more metric thoughts in my brain. If you have any thoughts on metrics, questions, send them my way. Anyway, but this is 2-for-Tuesday. And just a reminder, we have a meetup tomorrow night on March 20th with Gary Cohen at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You should be able to find out on pretty much Facebook, LinkedIn, our meetup page. And you can register and there's a Zoom link, so don't forget the Zoom link. But I also wanted to remind everyone that later on, and when I wrote the thing down and I forgot when it was. Do I have it? Did I even write it down? I don't know. Oh, yeah, I did. I wrote it on my phone. Anyway, today I want to talk about OKRs a little bit. I was listening to Amy Porterfield, and she was talking about millionaires and what they do. And they think of not yearly, but 90 days at a spot. And I'm like, for their goals. And I'm like, oh, quarterly OKRs. Guess what season it is? It's quarterly OKR season. So I figured I'd talk about that a little bit and talk about the event that I'm going to be talking in a lightning talk with the Princeton Agility on using quarterly OKRs or using OKRs to help coach people from an individual basis. So if you're interested, look on Meetup for the Princeton Agility Forum or Princeton Agility as part of the Meetup group. And I'm doing a presentation on March 27th in a lightning talk format. So it's like 15 minutes. So it's going to be covered in 15 minutes. But I want to talk about today using quarterly OKRs, OKRs, and how to make them smaller. Because like they said, their year is actually 90 days. So it makes it easier to achieve their overall yearly goals because they break things down into 90-day increments. I want to talk about that and what should be done and the mistakes I see in big companies or small companies with developing quarterly OKRs. So I'm going to bring that up today. So this 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show, I am Greg Messer, Scrum Master and Agile Coach, and we talk about Scrum and Agile in a very practical and tactical way to bring more value to your customer, not work crazy hours, to bring that value to your customer and have a little fun along the way. OKRs, they're so much fun. No, they can be. They get you excited if you do it right. They're bah humbug if you don't do it right. So let's talk about that. So Amy Porterfield was talking about in her podcast, which I listened to. It's always interesting to see how marketing people in different organizations take on things. And she was talking about millionaires. Millionaires, you know, they don't look at yearly stuff. They look at things in 90 days. Their real year is 90 days long. Every quarter, got to think about this. Like, they have to give out stockholders and information and share information and show people how they're growing. They have to go to their banks and show how they're growing so they can get more loans and do whatever they got to do. So every 90 days is really their yearly goal. And to do that, you have to make things smaller. And this is the problem I see in a lot of companies, excuse me, is they don't make their OKRs smaller. They just carry their yearly OKRs into the quarterly effort of it. And sure, you can link it and everything like that. But like, let's say they wanted to do a 10% growth in requirement or sales or a 10% reduction in something. And they say that's their goal. And what they'll do is they'll take that 10% for the whole year and write it into their quarterly goal. Like, our quarterly goal is a 10% growth. Well, no, it's not. That's your yearly goal. And what we do in Scrum and Agile, we like to make things smaller. And that's crux of my book and change over here. You got little me. You know, you ever get there's little me right there. There's little me back there in the back watching. But how do you do that, right? How do you get the quarterly goals to do what you want? And the way you do it is you make things smaller. And for example, if you have a 10% goal for increase, then maybe your quarter is a 2% goal or a 3% goal, whatever you think adds up. If you make it a 3% goal, you have four quarters, that's 12. You're not going to make your goal every quarter. Maybe you make 1% one quarter, maybe you make 4% the next quarter, and it balances out to where you're getting 10 or just under 10 or maybe even over 10. Who knows? But you got to make it smaller. You got to make it achievable something you got to stretch for, something that stretches your imagination, but something that's good in 90 days. Now think about this. If you did two week sprints, you have 90 days. This is why I love sprints. I love these little time boxes. It helps you get to these goals. So you got two sprints in every month, and a quarter is 3 months. Remember, it's just 3 months. It's really fast. So you have six sprints. So six sprints fix your quarter, which is your OKR and what you can get done. But you need to break down these big yearly goals into smaller goals, and not just rewrite what you wrote for your yearly goal in each quarter for your OKRs. Oh, 10%, 10%. No, you rewrite it. You craft it in a different way, in a smaller way. What does that look like? What would that, if I wanted to do something in 90 days, working your way back, how do we work back from this goal of a 2% increase in sales or 2% improvement in performance or whatever? It's 2%. Remember, I'm just looking for a 2% improvement or 3%. Let's say it's 3%. Looking for a 3% improvement. That is more achievable than say, I want a 10%. You keep looking. That's so far out there, we can't get there. But I can convince my team or who my customers are or whoever's working on stuff or as a group, let's just get a 3% increase in something. What can we do to do a 3% increase and just concentrate on that? That's achievable. That is something they can do. Deliver a new product, make it easier for a customer to do. Do we want to be improve customer awareness or use of our application? How can we make a 10% increase in usability of our application or the number of people that use it? Because you can't tell me this. I'm going to tell you, this is where your KPIs come in and stuff like that. If you're a developer and you can't track how many times people make a call or the software calls your routine and give you some data on that, I don't know how good of a developer you really are. It's not, if you have access to the backside, you can track how many times people trigger your code. You can make that a metric. You know, if you track it now, as we're figuring this out, first sprint, I'm writing some tracking code or some metrics that's going to track that. We're going to improve it. So I have that running now. I have it running for my 2 weeks, my first sprint. How do I track this improvement thing? And you make it smaller, right? And then the next sprint, okay, what do? We can do something small, release it in the next sprint to allow them to increase something, whatever it is, decrease whatever your goal is for that period. More use, more sales, less time it takes to write a requirement. Who knows what it is? And you write that down as smaller, but things you can achieve in 90 days. So the millionaires don't focus on the year goals. They have goals, visions, what they want to do over the next couple of years. They have that, of course. But they say, okay, what would be related to that over goal that we just want in 90 days? And they make their goals in 90 days because 90 days is achievable. You can see the end. It's only 3 months, 3 months and a quarter, right? So they can do that. So think about as you develop your OKRs, whether it be for personal use, so I'm doing right now, and we got a mastermind group that we are reforming for the new quarter to help people get their personal growth and check. And like I said, what am I doing? Is it the 27th? I think it is. Of course, everything goes away. But I'm doing the thing for the Princeton Agility on March 27th. For coaching personal OKRs to help from a coaching perspective. So if you join that, it's free and you can listen in and see what I'm talking about. But how do we get there? So I just want to explain that, share that with you. I thought it was really interesting how she was saying millionaires break it down in 90 days versus a whole year. And it's more achievable if you can achieve those goals in 90 days. If you make them smaller goals versus giant goals for the year, but smaller goals, and reverse engineer to achieve that goal you have for 90 days. It's not a 10% goal that you have for the entire year. It's a 3% goal or a 2% goal for that quarter. Maybe because, think of it this way too, maybe your first quarter, it's a 1% goal or maybe a 2%. Maybe the next quarter, it's a little bigger until you get to the point where you add it all up to the 10%. And the reason why I say that, because you're writing the code, you're creating effort. You know, once you implement something, you're making it into an engine. How do we do this cheaper? How do we do this more efficient? So every quarter, you're figuring efficiencies on how do you get there. And then by the time you get there, it's automated and everything's good. And you have a system in place where you can just take that and magnify that over the next 5 years, right? You know, if you develop that system, how do we do cold sell? I don't know, whatever it would be. How do you encourage people to do stuff? And you take what you learn there and you apply it elsewhere. But anyway, so that's what I wanted to talk about today for OKRs, because it is getting at the end of the season. As she reminded me, it's coming to the end of the quarter, because the end of the quarter is March 31st, which is not very far from now. And getting ready and the thought process behind building those quarterly OKRs. So I wanted to share that with you. And again, on March 27th, which is perfect just because of the fact that it is the end of the quarter. And OKRs are very quarter-centric and yearly-centric. So it's really good to be in that Princeton Agility Lightning talk about using OKRs for your personal goals. So I wanted to share that with you. If you have any questions, if you want to ask questions about the mastermind, setting up your own personal goals, I am going to do a webinar in April. I will put it out soon. My goal for this quarter is to put it out so that you can practice and get ready. Maybe not for this quarter, but you can. But if you attend my session, you can see. But get ready for the next quarter and have things in place and kind of know how you want to try it. Maybe you know, break the rust off of it from a personal perspective that then you can apply to your corporate, or give suggestions on how you can do better OKRs for your corporation. With that, I want to say have a great day. Happy scrumming. Don't forget tomorrow night, Gary Cohen. He is doing his meetup discussion and share. Check us out. Look for 5 a.m. Master Scrum meetup. You can see it on LinkedIn. You can see it in Facebook as an event. We do have to sign up via the Zoom link because I keep the hackers out, things like that. So have a great day. Happy scrumming. And we will see you tomorrow. Take care, everyone. Bye.